One of the first committees to get together and meet here at the Cattle Industry Convention for the Cattlemen's Beef Board was the Executive Committee and Administration Subcommittee, meeting jointly. And with me in this interview is Charles Miller, who is a cattleman from Kentucky, and he is chairman of the Administration Subcommittee. And Charles, why don't we first of all tell us what kind of report you made at your meeting?
First of all, Chuck, let me say a little bit maybe about the duties of the Administrative Subcommittee. We have as our charge to make recommendations. We review the actions that go into decisions of the subcommittee. We review the budget of the Executive Committee and provide recommendations in regard to that budget. And we, as you said, we had our semi-annual meeting this morning, 7:30 this morning, quite early. But we came up with some recommendations that we once again took before the Executive Committee that met at 9 o'clock. Some of those had to do with member evaluations. That's one of our charges each year, is to look at the evaluations that come in from both the summer meeting and the winter meeting. We look at those evaluations, we put them into categories, and we discuss those categories. And from that, we're able to pick up on areas of need, areas of concern on the part of our producer members. We're able to kind of spot red flags, if you will, of areas that we need to be looking at and addressing in the future. So we did that. We made that report back to the Executive Committee this morning with some recommendations in that regard. One of the things that we wanted to try to key on, and this came actually from looking at those evaluations, was the fact that the subcommittee felt like that we needed to try to continue to a greater degree to try to strive to achieve full member involvement in committee meetings. Oftentimes, if this is the first time that a member has been involved with the convention, or if this is the first time that a member has had the opportunity, I'm talking about a producer now, has the opportunity through our blog here to see what goes on in a committee, maybe they feel a little left out or on the outside. And we want to be sure that everybody is ensured the opportunity and feels welcome to take the opportunity to visit all of the committee meetings that take part at both the summer and winter sessions of CBB, all of the joint committee meetings that take place in regard to CBB membership and Federation membership. And those that don't attend the commission still will have that same opportunity through the use of this blog, which we're quite proud of, as a matter of fact. And this blog concept came from our recommendation at the summer meeting that we make available, that we use technology now to make available to all of the producers throughout the country that pay into the checkoff, make available to them what goes on in their meetings and what goes on their behalf here at these annual meetings.
So after making your report to the committee here this morning, what was the discussion like? And did you come to any conclusions or make any further decisions?
Usually the process, well, follows this line, if you will. We will make recommendations back to the Executive Committee today, this morning, as we did. Those recommendations will be taken under advisement, and by the time that we have our next meeting, we usually can see some results that have taken place from those recommendations. For instance, the concept of the use of technology to further be able to talk and communicate with our producers out there came about from discussion that started a couple of years ago, but really came to fruition at our summer meeting in July. And then that recommendation was made, and as we well know, proof today, it was followed up on, and our staff, the Executive Committee and our staff have instituted this means of communication.
So once you've made your recommendations, it's up to the Executive Committee to enact them or put them into practice.
Right. We are a subcommittee of the Executive Committee, and that's the way that that the operation takes place. One area of discussion that has been on the forefront now for several years And again, based on those post-evaluations that take place, and they're so very important, is the fact that we needed to place more of an emphasis on the business of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. A lot of folks think that we need to have a separate meeting from this meeting of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Logistics have gone into that, making that somewhat of a hard thing to accomplish. But this year, we will see that on Saturday morning, Cattlemen's Beef Board will be meeting within the context of themselves, and then we'll be reporting back to a joint meeting of the Federation and NCBA as to what we have done in regard to committee work and that type of thing.
So finally here, what would you say to cattlemen who hopefully will be able to hear the interview and come to the website in terms of the checkoff, the activities, from your perspective as a fellow cattleman, maybe encouraging them if they should get involved and how?
The main thing that I would say to any producer is that the only way that you can determine how your checkoff dollars are being spent is to take part in this process. And now we have through the, and I think it's a miracle of technology because I'm not very technologically advanced, but through technology we have a means by which producers like myself that are out there and can't attend meetings and what have you can go to this website and can firsthand see what is taking place, can witness the discussion that's taking place in these meetings out here, and can view firsthand the thought process that's going into the investment of their checkoff dollars.
Well, thank you very much. That's Charles Miller, who is the chairman of the Administration Subcommittee for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting from the Cattle Industry Convention.